You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's not.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this very special 20th K-Show anniversary edition of ENN.
On TV.
That's right.
Ray Rowe.
Brought to you by the Professional Fighters League. I'd like to start off this very special ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Shut up!
And to Don.
Go play in the corner.
And
shut
up, Robin.
Shut up, make a run, I think.
By the way... Anthony, did you play Michael, My Troubling Drop from yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I sure do. Let me go find it.
Michael, you'll need to hear this. I think you'll...
Here we go.
I think you'll very much appreciate this. This is Scott in Metuchen, sure.
Wow.
Have you ever been to Metuchen?
No, but I've been to Metuchen.
Let's say good evening to Robin in New Jersey.
Don, you are my favorite.
And to Robin again.
Don, you are so handsome.
And to Robin again.
Yeah, kiss my TV just to get next to you.
Oh, thank you.
And if you're joining the program late, we received a very special message earlier wishing us happy anniversary. From a legendary athlete.
Very special day, 20th anniversary of the Michael K Show, and I have one of the greatest athletes of all time who wanted to wish a happy anniversary. There are rumors that he's joining LIV Golf. We'll try to find out, but Shooter McGavin.
It could happen. Shooter McGavin here. Hey, Michael K, have a great, great anniversary. This is fantastic. I'm standing here with my man Peter. Life is good. Are you having a great one? Celebrate big time. And I'll see you at the ninth green at 9, huh? Little secret of the pros.
Thanks, Shooter.
Wear something nice, okay, for once.
Wow. The great Shooter McGavin. Looking very good, by the way. He could still go. You know, the man won a gold jacket, Don. Multiple gold, I think 6 gold jackets.
Is that what it
was? Who do you think was a better golfer, Shooter or Chubbs?
Oh, the great Chubbs Peterson. What an incredible... What a random and amazing casting that was of Carl Weathers.
I know, right?
I miss those days, Don. That was like a thing of like 90s comedy. Like the random casting of people that you're like, wow, why is this person in this movie? That and actually, SNL movies in particular. And do you know how cool it is in retrospect that Bob Barker was really willing to do that scene?
It was huge.
I have a Carl Weathers story that I didn't, you know, because I've been on vacation. So Charlie is sleeping on the couch in the living room.
Okay.
And I'm flipping through the channel, so I'm in a chair in front of him. And I stop on Rocky III. Because, Don, you know, you got to stop, right?
You have to.
And it's Rocky, you know, Carl Weathers is in Rocky's corner. And he's fighting Clubber Lang, Mr. Mm-hmm. T. And the fight scenes are just, I mean, they're vicious. And Carl's screaming, you know. From the corner, and there's blood and in the middle of this, Charlie wakes up and goes, "What is that? Oh my God, what's going on?" I mean, imagine a child waking up and seeing that. Had never seen Rocky before. I think I've damaged him.
Hold on, how old is Charlie these days?
7.
It's time
to see Rocky.
Yeah,
the whole series, even the Michael B. Jordan vehicles.
I mean, I don't know about when you get to those, but. Start from I think he could start from Rocky One right now. He won't understand necessarily the whole romantic story of it.
I don't either.
But I was obsessed with Rocky when I was 8 or 9 years old.
Really? Okay.
Well, 8 or 9. 7's too young.
It's violent.
But for 1 and 2 aren't that tough.
Yeah, but he woke up in the middle of the fight scene. I don't think he'll ever be the same.
Well, the Clubber Lang one is pretty intense. Guys, who do you think's older? Carl Weathers or Mr. T?
Mr. T, I think.
Yeah, I think Mr. T.
And both of you are wrong. Carl Weathers, 74. Mr. T, 70.
Holy crap.
So that's 4 years, Don.
I know. Thank you for telling me.
You're very, very, very smart. All right, guys. Let's catch everyone up, shall we, on the New York Knicks of it all. Rumors still flying around about what could happen with Donovan Mitchell. And here's where we're at this moment. Tony Jones, who covers the Jazz for The Athletic and has been all over this, he was on ESPN 700 in Salt Lake City and said this about what the Jazz want from New York for Mitchell.
There was a feeling that, you know, things were a little bit close as late as Tuesday night, but the Knicks, according to my sources, kind of backed away. You know, there are some, you know, I have some Knicks sources who are telling me that Danny Ainge is asking for everything but the Statue of Liberty. You know, I had a really good source tell me that the Jazz have asked for at least 6 of New York's 8 tradable first-round picks and all of New York's high-impact young guys. So that would be Quentin Grimes, Emmanuel Quickley, Obi Toppin, Miles McBride. The Jazz do not want to take back R.J. Barrett in the deal. Because they don't want to pay him. They want to go young. You know, so they're looking for picks and they're looking for rookie-scale young players.
Yes, it's funny. R.J. Barrett is due to get a contract extension, but he's young. I mean, they got to pay somebody. He is young. It's not like you're getting Methuselah back. What is he, 22? Come on. That's a bad reason, but... And Danny Ainge completely fleeced the Nets and set that franchise back 10 years when he was at the Celtics. He's trying. Now you got to be careful that he doesn't do it to you.
Oh, he can get you. He can get you. Here's Jeff Van Gundy on with KJM earlier saying what Donovan Mitchell could do for the New York Knicks.
Offensively, they'd be a lot more explosive. Certainly, their three-point volume would go up. The ability to attack the basket would be much better. But if you look back at the other guy they paid big money to in Julius Randle, he's absolutely dominated the ball. And I think questions about how Brunson and Randle fit together are legitimate. I think questions about how Brunson, Mitchell, Randle, Barrett would fit together with all being like dominant ball handling type of guys. And can they fit together and do they complement each other? I think those would be all legitimate questions.
Now, I think the Knicks should definitely want the ball out of Julius Randle's hands. He's a terrible ball handler. Terrible. And maybe if he had a good point guard to set him up, it would be a completely different story. The thing I worry about, I mean, I would love this deal no matter what they'd have to give up if they didn't sign Brunson. Now, your backcourt is 6'1", both of them. They're going to be exposed defensively all the time. And neither one of them are great defenders. Now, you can say that the Donovan Mitchell thing that's amazing. I think he's got the wingspan of a 7-footer. He's got really long arms, but he's still not a dedicated defender. So now you're going to weaken yourself completely in the backcourt?
We got a coach that can make it work defensively, though.
Yeah, but if you're not a good defender, you can't make it work.
I don't know how you feel, but anytime I hear Jeff Van Gundy on with any other show, it's almost like watching your wife make out with somebody else.
It's just wrong.
That was quite a way of putting that. Meanwhile, in Brooklyn.
Well, you know what I'm talking about then.
Sure.
I mean, I could put it another way, and it won't be as blunt.
No, I want you to keep it real, Don. That's what you do. Now,
I've actually never seen my wife make out with somebody else, so I can't really put myself in that position.
And none of us have, Michael.
You hope.
But it's not hard to picture.
Well, I've got the locksmith on call. He knows.
Real quick, you call the locksmith
every lock gets changed.
And well, and no, but you give them a heads up these days. Like, hey, I just want to let you know. Hey, Bob, how are you? Things good, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, Michael, how you been? Good. You need anything right now? I don't need anything right now. Just want to remind you, if Jody ever gets the bright idea to make out with someone, I need She's you out. Over here right away to change the locks.
And you know what? I'm paying him a premium to hold that time. And I said, I need it done right away. Every lock will be changed. The alarm will be changed.
So you have a locksmith on retainer.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Just for that. Does that bother Jody?
I think she'd be just as vicious if it was the other way around.
Now, has there been dialogue about this?
She listens to the show.
Hmm.
There's no deviation, as Peter would say. If it happens, it's done. Over. No second chances. Over.
We're not going to do it today, but Don, I'd love to really calmly get into the psyche of why he operates this way.
Because what he's doing is he's trying to deflect the exact opposite of what would happen.
Well, wait a minute. You really believe that I would give anyone a second chance? Anyone?
I'll go as far as to say you'd beg for it.
Oh, listen. I mean, your little streak earlier
brother?
In the week shows you how much we've grown apart. You just don't even know me.
No, I know you.
No, you don't.
Wait, so Don,
you make it seem like it's just so easy. Like, okay.
It's Don, real quick, shoes on the other foot. You and Nancy have been together 17 years in September. No Michael K, okay?
Michael K!
So just we lay everything on the table. Tell us right now. Nancy goes away on a trip. She goes to a Giants game. She has to go. She runs into...
Dave Rigetti.
Dave, thank you. I was going to say Brett Saberhagen.
You would have been wrong.
I would have been wrong. She runs into Dave Rigetti. She gets a little tipsy. Rigetti's really nice. She ends up making out with Rigetti.
Right.
She comes home.
Tells you about it.
Second she gets there. Sit down, please. I need to talk to you. I made out with Dave Rigetti. I'm mortified. I'm disgusted. It will never happen again. I have to tell you this. What's your next move?
I would forgive her.
Oh, my God.
It's not cheating.
Stooge.
Yeah. No,
Don. Stooge. Now, if she said, listen, I made out with Dave Rigetti, I'd do it again. Well, then it's a different story.
Oh, but the one time's fine.
Right.
So if she treated it like one of Don's wrong picks in the bet segment and said,
so
I do it
playing,
again.
She's for 20 minutes
pick
in San Francisco. She's playing tonsil hockey with the former Yankee closer. You're okay.
No, I'm not okay.
He's upset.
I'm not okay.
I hope he doesn't
but
play.
If she comes home and she's mortified, as Peter described it, and
she's
completely regretful.
She's mortified.
How many chances you get?
Now, if she's like, listen, I got a cab waiting for me to go back, and we're going to swing by the pharmacy on the way, well, then I might change the locks.
Fix that!
Doesn't that drop now mean a lot different things to you, Peter? How many chances you get? I guess a lot.
No, but
I guess you get a lot of chances.
So mortified. She's in tears. She's completely regretful.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to be happy about it, but I'm going to forgive her and try to move on. But But in the back of my mind, I'll be like, okay, it's something to keep an eye on.
So real quick, she's weeping. Michael, Jody's weeping as the locksmith comes over.
Right.
And he's working on the lock. She's crying, Michael, please, please don't. I didn't mean to. Please, please. And you're just sort of slowly closing the door in her face as she
weeps. What I would do to make it even worse is I would take both kids in each arm and go, you will never see them again.
Well, that's not true. That wouldn't even legally hold.
Well, you know what? But I would fight it in court. Or
no,
I would
you'd
just
fight
take
it in loose.
Away, and she'd never see them because she betrayed my trust.
That's
now,
not,
now since
not
we've got Dave
works.
Rigetti out there, who's she making out with? I want the complete picture here.
That's a good
Jody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a good question.
I don't know. I have
Jody,
no idea.
Jody's very smart. She's in television.
You know who
I'm
she likes a lot? She loves Paul Rudd.
Okay.
Okay, Paul Rudd.
All right,
I was going to go George Stephanopoulos. Let's go Paul Rudd.
Too short.
Too short for her. Okay. So Rudd's not that tall. Made out with Dave Rigetti. I'm mortified.
Because if you go before a judge.
Right.
And you want full custody of the kids. She's not allowed in your home anymore. Can't see the kids again. The judge is going to laugh at
Listen,
you if you say
Donald,
that all she did was make out with Paul Rudd.
I'm not
you got to bring more.
I'm not saying that I would be. Legally in the right, but that would be my reaction because I'm a lunatic and she would have done something that she can't be forgiven for. Sorry.
But the mortified part of it.
Get me help. He's a special guy. I love this subject because I always find it so crazed. Let me just real quick before we wrap this up.
Can I tell you one quick thing though too? She made out with Rigetti once, she could cry all she wants. She's got it in the DNA. She'll make out again with somebody else.
You can forgive but not forget and keep in the back of your mind. And all of a sudden I'm seeing there's long distance phone calls to the Bay Area.
But Don, when this conversation goes down, right?
Right.
As a smart human being, I mean you got to start taking control of your finances from her then too.
Maybe.
Wait, why? You now
because
think she's
going to do it again. At that point, you got to leave her, and he would be in a fetal position with Chinese food all around him.
Yeah,
he doesn't have an ATM card.
But if he's
I got a steaming hot Domino's on my chest,
if he's lawn chairs as her, furniture.
Yeah, if he's choosing to forgive her, though, he can't simultaneously start preparing to leave.
Oh yes, even if you forgive, you prepare to leave.
Then you didn't forgive.
Oh, you'll never forget.
No, I'm not saying you should forget. It's in the back
of your
mind.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. No, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
No, don't get fooled again. You forgot to mention that part.
Yeah,
but no.
All right,
Michael, this is the love of your life.
Back,
I mean, so you can't make a mistake. Zero. You have.
That's not a mistake. You know, a mistake is not carrying the nine when you do a multiplication. A mistake making out with Paul Rudd. That's not a mistake. That's a life error.
So you have a zero tolerance policy. That's it.
Zero tolerance.
Because but Peter threw in the tipsy part. Like, you know, so.
But like. But here's the thing, like, it stinks and it's a bummer, but like, you don't own your partner. They're not property. You love
them. That's a good point.
And people make mistakes, and you embody. Listen, I'm sure if you and Jody, let me make a guess. If there was a video camera and Jody could watch every moment of Michael Kay's life, mm-hmm. and Michael could watch every moment of Jody's life, I'm guessing there'd be some spots on both sides you wouldn't like. I'm guessing.
But
you love the person completely, wholly.
Well, but so when she was making out with Paul Rudd, did she love me?
Yeah, she loved you.
Oh,
she was...
stop it! Stop being both of you such stooges.
No, we're not going with the big cards. One. We're not saying that they were sleeping together and having an affair. That's a different story. We're just saying just a moment of weakness.
Sex.
Not ideal. Not something you want. Something to keep an eye on.
What would happen if Mindy finds out Mike made out with somebody last week? Would she keep him, or would she stab him in the chest?
I think she'd be so amazed. She might be dumbfounded by it. I don't know how angry she'd be.
Listen, I love you both. 20th anniversary of the whole deal. You live in a fairy tale land. It's like playing a game.
Hold on, you know there are people listening right now. There are people listening right now. They're right. In the car right now.
Right.
The husband or the spouse fully cheated, had an affair.
Right.
And they're still together and happily married right now.
No, they're still together.
All the time.
They're still together. They're not happy. There's
of
always
course
suspicion. No.
So you don't think anyone can get through? You don't think anyone can get through it?
Not my world.
That's a shame.
No, but Peter, I think he's lying. I'm just telling you what would happen. Michael's telling you what he wishes would happen. I'm telling you what would happen. He'd completely take her back.
So you're telling the truth, Don. That's what you're
I'm just telling
doing.
The you're truth. If he's really, truly loves her and decides to spend the rest of his life with her, you know, a 20-minute indiscretion.
I like that you gave
he's not
going to
throw
minutes.
It all away. Kids, spend the rest of your life with somebody. Yeah, it was a mistake, and it was awful, and you never let her forget it, but you got to move on. What are you? You're damaged.
Listen, he's a maniac. I've told you this many times, okay? He's a maniac. I don't understand it. I've always said this. I still feel this way. You know what, though, Don? We have a lot more we have to get to in terms of sports
stories.
You're
kidding me?
I didn't know we'd do 15 minutes on
infidelity. But I'm glad we did.
Or infidelity. And this portion of ENN is brought to you by the Professional Fighters League. Back on Friday, August 5th, watch MMA's League live from the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden. Buy tickets now. PFLMMA.com. We will get into a lot more including a rough day for Tiger Woods, as ENN rolls on next on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
A mistake is not carrying the nine when you do a multiplication. Multiplication.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
LT, it's Don LaGreca. How are you?
All right, bud. Don, how about you?
No, it's doing real well. Now, tell me, how much of the Giants have you been able to watch this year?
Actually, I don't watch a whole lot. I've seen them several times.
See, that's the thing. When we talk about that great moment in K-Show history, as we celebrate right. 20 years of the Michael K-Show, everyone thinks about. Doing real well. Whatever you said, we don't think about the fact that when Don asked him, "Has he watched a lot of the Giants?" he just said, "No, I don't really watch them."
It really is an interview that never should have aired,
and it was pre-recorded, right?
I pre-recorded it, yeah, and that's why I kind of defend myself with the, doing real, because I'm thinking all this is going to be edited out. We're not going to air this. Why would we air? His inaudible, well, not all, you could hear it, but just you can't comprehend what he's saying. Me stumbling over myself, and how much have you seen of the Giants? Very little. Like, all right, let's find another place to start the interview. Like, I talked to Lawrence Taylor earlier this week, and get rid of all that. No, it aired in its entirety.
Oh, yeah, leave it as is.
While I was doing a pregame for the Giants at the transmitter, literally on the shoulder of an exit ramp of Route 3. Like, the whole thing was an absolute disaster. I can't write the book now because I'm still working at ESPN, but when I'm done with ESPN, if I ever am, the book is going to be amazing.
Do we have our guest yet? Okay. Or not yet. We'll get to him shortly.
We're waiting for our next guest?
Well, he's just jumping on with us to wish us a happy anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's not keeping us on hold like he has an interview scheduled. He's just jumping on. But in the meantime, let's go to the New York Yankees. There's a very interesting cut from Buster Olney. He was on with DiPietro and Rothenberg earlier talking about how the Yankees are using their lead to their advantage.
The Yankees, and we've already seen signs of this, they're using this huge lead in the American League East to their advantage. They're not going to stress their guys. They're not going to push their guys. And, you know, the other day I asked Aaron Boone about it, and he just looked at me like, I don't want to have this conversation on the record, because everybody knows what, you know, that sounds like, that you're not going to push the end of the regular season. But the fact is, when you have that enormous lead, you can do business a little differently. You know, in Severino, we saw velocity down the other day. You know, he comes out. You wonder if this would be a case where if the Yankees didn't have a big lead, if, you know, this would be handled a little bit differently. But the luxury they have with having a double-digit lead is they can tell them, look, take all the time you need. We need you to make sure that you're right in October. And so, you know, to hear Aaron Boone and Luis Severino, you know, talk about how, like, they don't think this is a major concern, I take that at face value after being around them over the weekend. You know, I didn't update these numbers the last couple days, but in the month of April, there were 16 instances in which the Yankees used a reliever on back-to-back days. Just in the month of July through Sunday, twice. Like, they already are backing off a little bit. Aaron Judge misses the first game of the series against the Red Sox. And I asked someone in the Yankees organization, if the lead is two games, the Judge playing in that game? And he goes, oh, absolutely.
All right, but what about the best record? Like, how, if they decide to rest guys because they've got a 14-game lead and kind of coast into September where you're playing like 500 ball because you're not wanting to stress anybody, and I get that, okay. and a potential game seven of the league championship series is in Houston instead of Yankee Stadium, and they lose it 1-0. How do you think the Yankee fan base is going to react to that?
Not great. Not great, Bob.
Now, I'm not saying you've got to treat beating the Astros as if you're trying to beat the Red Sox, Rays, and Blue Jays to win the division. The division's still more important, and you're not even guaranteed to face the Astros. But still, that's your number one competitor. And it's them, Peter. It's them. Right now, I can't answer for Yankee fans, but I would think in the now, you hate the Astros more than the Red Sox. That's your number one rival right now. That's the team that's knocked you. I know the Red Sox knocked them out last year, but that team has taken championships, or at least opportunities to go to the World Series, away from you in 17 and 19.
Mets game today with the Cubs postponed to tomorrow, doubleheader. Mm. So you'll still get Taijuan Walker against the annoying, complaining Duke graduate Marcus Stroman. That will be tomorrow. But for now, let's keep it with the Mets and hear from Jacob DeGrom. Asked a very important question.
Hi, Jacob. How you feeling?
Feel good. Felt a little out of whack the first couple innings, but then, you know, tried to make a little bit of an adjustment, and I wasn't locating my fastball quite like I wanted to early on, but then, you know, the last couple innings felt a lot better.
And now a man who always brings his fastball and has no problem locating it. His name is Christopher James Edward Almost Carlin. Chris?
A lot of people thought that, you know, the movies that Edward James Almost has done have been based on my life in many instances. And they're not wrong.
You were great in Selena.
I thought so.
And weren't you in The Principal also?
I was in The Principal. It was a background piece. And it was also, wasn't Stand By Me. What was the one? Stand and Deliver.
Yes.
Sorry, I meant Stand and Deliver. I meant Stand and Deliver.
I was one of many inner city children that did very well in the SATs. And
Chris,
none of that is true.
Chris, to what do we owe this honor?
I just wanted to check in and say happy anniversary, because there have been a lot of obstacles to overcome, especially for the two of you. Having to deal with what you deal with on a daily basis.
No, Michael K.
It's never worse than it was today.
Yeah, and it's odd. It's odd that would be the case. But I've heard it all. You've done it all. You've done it all. And boy, I couldn't be prouder of what's gone on here for such a long time.
Well,
I mean the last few years with Peter, we get it. But you know what I mean.
Right, up till then.
It means a lot coming from Chris, because, of course, I met Chris at the other station when, of all things, I was the overnight update guy, and he was my board op.
New York.
And for us to be where we are right now, I think it's really cool.
Do you know that I was almost the first producer of this show?
Really? No, true? I didn't know this story.
That's why I called you Edward James Almost.
This is true. I did, in fact, come over and was offered the job to produce the show when it was Michael. And has Michael ever said who the other person it was going to be prior to you? Has Michael ever said who it was?
Benny Agbayani.
What, to do updates?
No. It was going to be a co-hosting situation. And it was, I mean, you know what? What the heck? It's 20 years. It's John McEnroe.
Right,
yeah,
John.
No,
yeah, of course.
Okay, so you guys knew that. And I sat down, and you know what? I chose loyalty to the place where I was and the show I was producing, and boy, didn't that work out.
No, I think it did. But yeah, McEnroe was going to be Michael's co-host.
Yes. So
the way it all worked out was Erica Herskowitz was one of the – me and Erica came over from The Fan. Don Gould was also one of the update people that were hired originally. The first three full-time hires were us three. And the plan was that Erica was going to do updates for John McEnroe and Michael Kay. Mm. And they just could not get the deal done. For whatever reason, they just could not. They did test shows. Michael tells the story about how they had like a meeting and they had to arrive in separate vehicles. It was almost like a casino, like different cars.
Right.
Nobody would ever suspect. And they just never got the deal done. And for whatever reason, Erica and Michael just didn't click, so they moved me to the afternoon because I was doing night updates, and then it all kind of went from there.
Wow. You know, listen, I like John McEnroe, but I think we can agree.
But it wouldn't work.
I think we can agree that things worked out the way they're supposed to.
Yeah, and I love Mac, but it wasn't going to. That wouldn't. The two of them would have. They would have imploded, the two of them, so fast. It wouldn't have worked out. Now
I don't think I don't think it would have imploded to the point. I just think that it was. I don't think.
Oh
John
no! Implosion. Full implosion.
Full implosion. Yeah.
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 Now I do want to note for everyone listening and watching us on Yes that while we're having today's celebration, today is a soft celebration of
soft
the 20th
open.
Anniversary of Michael K. We are doing a much bigger celebration.
What?
That we will bring you information on. That you will be able to celebrate with us
yes.
in person, something big, coming up this November. So this is just the start of the 20th year celebration, and we wanted to do a little something today. We plan
because
yeah,
it's the exact day, you know, so.
Right. You have to do something on the exact day, and we couldn't get any good guests. So we could only come up with Carlin.
No.
So we
right.
decided to leave it here and
why
wait till for the real thing in November.
And Chris would appreciate this, Peter. The reason why I'm always the one that remembers July 15th as the first day is because it's also my brother's birthday. So happy birthday to Dave LaGreca, the big 5-1.
Hey.
I was listening the other day. I still want to know some of the things that Dave did that it was at least Don's not Dave.
It's a great story. It's a great story. It's a good sit-down fun.
Right, it's in person.
It's a great in-person fun conversation. Next
it's
time
not
we're
long
all together.
Form podcast.
No,
it's not arable.
Not arable. Okay.
Very
Fair
curious
enough.
About that. Now, but before we let you go, Chris, let's all together hear Tiger Woods on getting his here he is getting his ovation on the 18th after not making the cut at St. Andrews.
Greatest figures in the history of the game have made that walk. We just watched another one do just that.
And here's Tiger talking about getting emotional during that moment.
Anytime you get the chance to come back and play the old course in the Open, it's just special. It really is. And as has said to Tim, I've been lucky enough to have been doing this since 1995. And I don't know if I'll be physically able to play another British Open here at St. Andrews. I certainly feel like I'll be able to play more British Opens, but I don't know if I'll be around, you know, when it comes back around here. So the warmth and the ovation at 18, it got to me.
What is the rotation, guys?
I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, it's like I think it's like every 5 or 6 years, something
that
like
sounds
that.
Sounds about right.
Carnoustie's in there.
I don't know if you could hear, Chris, but in those applause for Tiger, no one clapping louder than Don LaGreca. He was clapping
None.
At home. From his,
Not.
From
Nobody.
His
Nobody. I but found Tiger it funny that, that you know, golf video game is like your jam, but you couldn't care less about the regular.
Oh, Don. Yeah, no, Don only enjoys video golf. No interest in the real thing. Tiger shot a 78 yesterday, 75 today. Finishes 9 over for the tournament, misses the cut.
I'm a really good miniature golfer, and I love miniature golf.
I just
and that.
I'm sorry. Please end Ian in properly, and I'll say goodbye.
No,
just I don't want to get in the way.
That will do it for ENN on this special anniversary Friday, part one. God, Don, I'm so glad I was able to come on the show because part one of ENN tonight with Michael was one of the most classic
really
moments
great.
Of all time.
It really was great, revealing, entertaining,
very revealing. Now, Chris, what were you going to say to us before I cut you off?
No, I love you both, and I wish nothing but the best for you both. And I yearn for the day when we're together again in person. Shut up, fatty. Time to move on.
I think it'll be sooner than later. And I was greatly disappointed you couldn't make it to the beach bash.
As was I. That was a COVID situation.
Oh.
Was it
but
really
we're all good.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Nobody told me nothing.
My wife had it.
Oh,
my
okay.
wife had it. But I did not want to come down there and turn it into a super spreader.
Which it turned out to be anyway. And
right, right. Exactly.
And Michael had it. Michael claims he had it. That's my guess.
Why would they do that?
Why would
Thank
they
you,
do
Brian.
That?
That will do it for ENN. I already said that.
Yes, you did. So let's end it again properly and not awkwardly.
So long, Chris. We love you. We'll wrap up with your phone calls.
And I have a celebrity lookalike, too, coming back.
For who?
I'm going to tell you. Two people. Okay. One that we know.
All right.
A celebrity of somebody that you know. A lookalike.
Okay. All right. 1-800-919-3776. We wrap up with your calls next right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.